are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So a new policy at CVS Pharmacy is now requiring all employees who use the company's health care to report their weight, glucose levels, and body fat to the insurer, or they have to pay a penalty of $600. And that is a lot of money. From what we understand, many of the chain's pharmacy stores have various pay levels. And for some of the more entry pay levels, $600 can be a pretty huge chunk out of their paycheck. The rule, I guess, has been mimicking other efforts to provide incentives for healthy behaviors. But you see, what's interesting about these other locations is, like, from what I understand, like with Whole Foods, they give a discount. They'll give a discount on the insurance based on employees who have, let's say, a certain body mass index and below. This is a little different with CVS if they're going to fine you for not disclosing. Now, CVS is claiming they won't see the data, but I guess you have to tell the insurer where you're at. And I don't understand why, though, there has to be the penalty. Okay, from what I understand, Patients' Privacy Rights founder Dr. Deborah Peel said that this is an incredibly coercive and invasive thing to ask employees to do. From what we understand, workers must sign a form saying the screening is voluntary and that the insurer can give test results to WebMD, Health Services Group. The firm provides health management programs and benefit force support to CVS. If the workers don't sign up, their medical coverage will jump by $50 a month. You see, this is where it gets kind of I understand that you're going to be paying more for health insurance if you have a different if you have a different application. If your application shows that you have diabetes or high blood pressure, etc., I understand it'll charge more. Where I think these companies have to be careful is you could do discounts. You know, there's a lot of companies in Vegas. You get a discount. You get a paid day off if you go to the doctor and you do your health screening exam. So basically, we do the BMI, we do the weight. The patient has a choice to turn it in or not. And many of them do turn it in because they get a discount. But when it's you're going to be charged more if you don't do it, you got to be careful with the wording. Like I said, CVS insists it will not have access to the data. They say the new policy could end up penalizing low-income Americans who are already stretched too thin. A minimum wage worker putting in a 40-hour work week makes $1,160 a month. Taking $50 out could be a huge loss. Okay, so like I said, these you know, employers have to do things a little different. But can I just say, this is another reason why employers need to be completely out of our health care. I am so upset that we couldn't come up with a better system than Obamacare, where you're submerging your employer even more into your health care than ever before. Employers have to pay for your health care. That is, to me, a fundamental mistake. And that's, unfortunately, the foundation to our whole health care plan. Why do the employers need to be, I know I sound like a broken record, but look at this. Why should employees be penalized for not giving an insurance company information that could possibly be shared? You know, then the employee should not have to be reliant on the employer and their insurance. I don't want the employer knowing anything about my patients. I don't think it's the employer's right, to be honest. Now, I can understand if somebody has a communicable disease and you're working in your kitchen. Okay, I get that with safety issues. But why does your employer or the employer's insurer or broker need to know about any obesity issues or your BMI or your body fat index or your measurements? We need employers completely out of it because employers can discriminate. They can. Now that they're in charge of your health care, they have to pay for your health care. And if they don't, they get fined. So if they talk to their broker and the broker says, look, you could qualify for this cheaper plan for your employees, but you need to cut five people that have the diabetes or the high cholesterol, and I could get you into this plan. Well, the employer is going to then fire those other five, six people. And then what's going to happen? Are we going to have a job market where only the skinny and the healthy get the jobs? Remember there was a hospital, was it in Texas, that wouldn't hire you if you had a BMI over a certain level? It's not that they think somebody with a BMI of a certain level is more attractive than another. It was all about the health insurance. And if doctors or employers or companies or CEOs are finding that if their employees fall under a certain limit, level, and they could pay less, then that's how they're going to hire, which is, again, so scary. That's why I'm just amazed that we as an American people are allowing something like that to happen. Now it's the skinniest, the healthiest, the youngest people are going to be hired. And the older, more girthy people, no. They're going to be discriminated against. Why? Because employers are forced to pay for your health insurance. This is why we really need an opt-out. You need to be able to tell your employer, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need your health insurance. Stay out of my business. All I need from you is a job. Don't have employees reliant on the employer for their health care. Because BS like this happens. And it's interesting. You know, my patients will say, okay, can you fax this to my work? I go, fax this to your work. It has all your cholesterol. It has your weight on there. They're like, yeah, my work needs it. Why? Why does your employer need to know what you weigh? I understand if you're a trapeze artist and then maybe they need the measurements to figure out the netting. But I think it's a horrible violation of your privacy. And I think it puts you in such a vulnerable position. Because what if you do gain 5 pounds? Then what happens? So that's that's what we voted for. We voted for Obamacare. Whoever we voted into Congress voted for Obamacare. And this is just one of the thousands of sequelae that come out of that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting study. They say if you're a heart patient, if you are overweight, while you're going through your cardiac problems, you are less likely to die than if you're slim and skinny. All right, I know this kind of seems counterintuitive, but here's another study finding sometimes those that are obese do better. Remember last year there was a study saying that seniors who weigh more and are a little obese live longer than skinny seniors? All right, and maybe it's the same premise. All right. They say they looked at 4,400 patients. Doctors think maybe because we treat maybe it's because we treat obese people more aggressively. The British Heart Foundation said that where people stored fat, not just obesity, was important. Now, sometimes you could store fat among your abdominal organs, which isn't the healthiest. Sometimes you kind of store it in the breasts or in the butt area. They say this is not the first time researchers have pointed this out. It was said on the Dr. Dahlia Show. They never bring up my show. They say being overweight or obese can actually lead to a better prognosis if you have heart disease. They say maybe patients who are fitter, let's say maybe you have some people, let's say, who are obese, who are already on an exercise regimen, already on a diet regimen, where people that have always been skinny don't really watch what they eat. You know, it's interesting. I'll examine somebody who's slim, and I'll go, okay, so, you know, what's your workout? They go, oh, gosh, I'm so unhealthy. I never work out. And I'm looking at them, and they're slim. They're not skinny. They're not cachectic, but they're slim. And I go, well, how's your diet? Oh, my diet's horrible. Maybe what's happening is people who are obese, they always are, you know, watching it. You know, always cognizant of, okay, my diet, I need to exercise more. Whereas you have slim people who never get yelled at by their doctor, then they just go on their merry way and do their own thing. I'm wondering if that's what's going on, you know? Let's see what else. They say in 31 of the patients, I guess, were obese, who had a body mass index of 30 or more. And now here's another issue. Maybe some of these obese cardiac patients had their cardiac issue when they were younger. Whereas a slim person who may not have high cholesterol, let's say, even though some people can have high cholesterol, don't get their heart disease till they're older. So, you know, it's one of those kind of weird things, but it's not the first time we've heard about that. It's not the first time we've heard that sometimes being a little obese is just what your body needs. Maybe it doesn't have the stress of your, I guess, leading calories. I don't know. I'm trying to pull this one out of my sigmoid. All right, next. 1 in 50 school-age children now have autism. This is where we're at right now, 1 in 50. Remember I told you it was going to be on the rise? Years ago it was 1 in 91. Before that, I think 1 in 160. Well, now they're saying 1 in 50 kids, not just boys, 1 in 50 kids between the ages of 6 and 17 have some form of autism, whether it's full autism or Asperger syndrome. And why is this happening? You know, they say the average school bus holds about 50 kids. So typically, one kid on that bus has a form of Alzheimer's. Now, they think that this report is still underestimating the number, that there's probably even more. You know, once I was able to diagnose Asperger's or autism, I notice now, everywhere I go, I feel like I could kind of pick the kids out. You know, once you become aware of it, so somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, now we're looking for autism. We're evaluating it more. So, of course, we're diagnosing it more. Good point. Good point. But, you know, I still have to think that there's something we're doing in this day and age that could be causing the changes. Now, everybody says in the medical field, autism is from a gene. It's genetic. And true, I'm not going to argue that. Okay, but then is there something that's switching the genes? Is there something that's going on in utero? Or are some of these kids born without autistic-like properties, even if they have the gene, and something is causing that gene to turn on, that switch? Okay, I don't think we understand it, but I really believe we need to keep our eyes open. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, what about the vaccines? Vaccines have not been proven to cause autism, but I do commend the scientific community for entertaining theories. Okay, I mean, I'm for vaccine, and we don't want the public scared and not wanting to vaccinate or not, you know, trying to avoid vaccines because they think of they're believing a false theory. But I can't stand it when people are completely closed-minded saying, oh, no, it can't be the vaccines. No, the kids are just born with it. It's genetic. And, you know, these parents are going, but I don't get this. I remember when the baby changed. Okay, we have a close family friend who swears that baby was talkative, baby was engaging, baby would look at mom, baby was communicative, and then by talkative making sounds after going through a series of vaccine, they weren't. Now, that doesn't prove anything, but it's not that rare a story we're hearing. And so I hope that the scientific and medical community is still entertaining ideas. Is it cell phone use? Is it the use of antidepressants? Or, you know, have many people been on antidepressants when they were pregnant? And that's why we think that autism is on the rise because of the antidepressant exposure in utero. I don't know. But I will never balk at theories coming up, because I think we need to figure this puppy out. I really do. And, you know, what are we doing with our children now that we didn't do as much of a degree when they were younger? Is it that we're avoiding the sun? You know, what is it? What are we doing differently now, 30 years later? Okay? I mean, yes, antidepressants and medications are being used more. We're ultrasounding more. And I'm not saying any of these things cause autism, but what researchers need to do is, if we're already at 1 in 50 kids, and it's rising, somebody needs to figure out what the hell is going on. Do these vaccines need to be given all at once, or do we need to spread them out? Okay, just research. All I want is research. It doesn't mean anybody is anti-vaccine or anti-ultrasound or anti-prenatal vitamin or anti-prenatal care. It's just, when you do a study, you need to look at all things, whether you're for it or not, whether you're Republican or Democrat, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. You need to just look at everything objectively and figure out what is going on. Were we really that in the dark about autism and autism spectrum disorder, so we just didn't diagnose them, and the number of children have been the same this whole time? Or are we is our population just spewing and harboring this gene, and it's being expressed now? I don't know. Okay? But what I don't want is, because nobody's looking at it, it's left up to us lay people to scratch our heads and go, well, you want to know what? You know, she always drove on a passenger side of a truck, and the truck was diesel, so it's diesel gas. I mean, we can't let ourselves just try and figure this out on our own without, you know, the medical community jumping in. And unfortunately, that's why we still have so many parents that don't want to vaccinate their kids, because they don't feel comfortable and don't feel confident that we haven't ruled that out. I'm for vaccines. I do as much encouraging of vaccines as I can. I try to quell people's fears, calm people's fears. But I don't blame a parent for going, you know, why? You know, what is it? What's happening to our children? Why? And, I mean, I'm a parent, too. I mean, it is. It's pretty scary. Could there be something we're doing to our kids that could be causing this? Or is it completely out of our control and it's decided at conception? And then, what is there something going on with our eggs? Something going on with our sperm? Studies have brought up that men having kids older could put you at risk for autism, not just the mom. You know, one thing that I'm just slowly hinting at, one thing I'm noticing with some of my patients are women with fibroids, large fibroids. I'm not saying they all. Remember, there's, you know, the incidence of autism is higher now. But many of my women patients that have an autistic child or an Asperger child did have fibroids during the pregnancy. Is it that? I mean, you know, we're trying to figure out a causation. We're pulling stuff out of our sigmoids. And I just hope that these researchers, study this more, because it's not a problem that's going away. We have more and more kids with autism and Asperger's. Now, keep in mind, your Asperger kids and your autistic kids are bright, extremely bright. But some of them cannot blend in with society and keep jobs later. And if 1 in 50 kids, you know, has this disorder, we could be in a lot of trouble later. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every now and then we talk about some mistakes that are made in the doctor's office or mistakes that you may make at home with your medications. And it's easier to blame the doctor, so go ahead. I don't really mind. You know, you could blame us. You know, I know my handwriting stinks. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, so if you want to blame me for my handwriting, I'm okay for now. But I still want you all protected. And Fox came up with a list of the most common prescription medicine mistakes because apparently more than 1.5 million potentially dangerous drug mistakes occur every year. 1.5 million. Okay, it's not funny. It's not. And so doctors having bad handwriting or doctors relying on their EMR to, shoot the prescription over to the pharmacy, etc., we still need to double check everything, both as the doctor, as the pharmacist, and the patient. Thank heavens for pharmacists because they usually catch most of the mistakes. Okay, so example, they say mistake number one is assuming that the drug you take home is the one your doctor prescribed. They say one out of every 20 prescriptions filled by a pharmacy has a mistake. 1 in 20? This is according to statistics compiled by the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, apparently a nonprofit organization based out of Pennsylvania, and it tracks medication errors. They say the pharmacist may choose the wrong product from a drop-down menu, may misread the name of the drug on the prescription or the bottle he is dispensing from. So, like, for example, Lamisil, which is a medication for toenail infections, has been mixed up with Lamictal. And Lamictal is used to treat seizures. So you always want to, you know, reconfirm what the doctor gave you. And I know many of you, you're in a hurry. And the doctor comes in late. So you've already been at the doctor's office for about an hour, hour and a half. You finally get the prescription for the doctor. You run. You bolt. And I don't blame you. You guys are in a hurry. But what I recommend you to do is stop and go, doctor, can you please, you know, tell me what you wrote on here? Because I want to make sure the pharmacist gets it right. I want to make sure they understand your writing. You know, doctor's like, well, I wrote you Zithromax for the antibiotic. I wrote you Anusol suppositories for your hemorrhoids. I wrote you some Viagra. I wrote you, good. Okay, and they're like, good. I got Viagra, Zithromax, Anusol suppositories. Good. And then, and you know, if you think there's something that the pharmacist could make a mistake on, can you go, do you mind? I don't want the pharmacist to make a mistake. Can you rewrite that in block letters? Okay, yeah, the doctor may grumble because it's taking extra time, but this is your body, for crying out loud. So they recommend to write down the name and the dose of everything your doctor prescribes and know what each one is for. Okay? And then, of course, after you go to the pharmacy, double check. Now, many of you are doing the drive-through pharmacy, right? I feel very intimidated when I do the drive-through or if I'm up at the pharmacy because I don't want people to wait. And I like to double check everything. And so what I would do, you can move to the side and double check everything. It doesn't mean you have to, you won't lose your place in line if you're standing off to the side. And you could go, sorry, this is wrong. And most likely they'll jump in and help you. Mistake number two, they say not reading or following the instructions on the drug's label or the FDA leaflet. Now they say most people don't read the pamphlet that comes with the prescriptive medicine. I noticed CVS, they give you a real nice dissertation on the drug. It's very helpful, but most of you don't read it. Okay? They say before you leave the counter, try to get like a Cliff Notes summary from the pharmacist. If you don't have the time to read that whole thing, just the important things, like, is this a medicine I take at night? Is this a medicine I take with or without food? I don't mix alcohol with this, right? Type of thing. All right? And of course, you know, the side effects with it. All right? But you can ask the pharmacist. If the pharmacist doesn't have time, call the doctor's office, but you just can't, you know, you can't take the chance of taking something incorrectly. I told you about one of my patients who, she had asked for Ambien. This is when Ambien first came out, and an anti-inflammatory. So she was driving home, and it was during the day. She was in pain, so she decided to pop two pills of the anti-inflammatory. Well, the anti-inflammatory, I guess, was in the Ambien bottle. The Ambien was in the anti-inflammatory bottle, so she ended up popping two Ambien. She said she fell asleep as she was pulling up in the driveway. No damage to anybody, no accidents, but that's some pretty scary stuff. But to protect you also, know what the pills should look like. Anti-inflammatories are a lot larger than Ambiens. Ambiens are little tiny bitty baby pills. Now, I understand once you get a generic, the pill could look completely different. Generic Ambien, the Zolpidem, is round, whereas regular Ambien is an oblong little tablet, oval looking. So, you know, if the medicine doesn't look right, ask them. But I know it's very confusing because now that many of us are switched to generics because insurance won't cover brand names with Obamacare, etc., we don't get the same pill all the time. And the pills don't have their name on it. I would love for the pill to have the name. There's just not enough room. Okay? You know, and you can't just put an A on there because how do you know if that pill is atorvastatin, your Lipitor, or A for aspirin? So I think pill identification is going to be something we need to work on because there's just too many people making mistakes. Now, not keeping track of all the medicines you use. What I notice with a lot of my patients is they'll be on two of the same things and they don't realize it. So let's say you were on amlodipine for blood pressure. Your doctor decides to switch it to Lotril. Lotril is amlodipine with benazepril. It's a combination medication. Okay, so you go, all right, fine, I'll take this medication instead. You throw all your medicines in the cupboard. Well, a few weeks go by, and you just take your medicines like you always do. But you start taking the amlodipine while you're taking the low trail and not realize that you're double doing. Okay, what I recommend is bring your medications into the doctor's office so they could put a nice big X on the prescription. Now, some of you will say, well, we should just throw it out. Yes, you can, but what if the medicine doesn't work? I don't want you having lost all that money that you spent on your prescriptions. So what I'll do is I'll tell patients, look, I'm putting an X right now and I'm dating that. Okay, we're going to see if this other medicine works. If the other medicine didn't work, I'll let you go back to your older regimen and we'll try something else. But with medicines not being that cheap, many of you don't want to throw the medications out or you want to save them. Now, that's another thing that we make mistakes on, how we're storing our medication. You can't store your medications in the heat. You aren't supposed to store them in the cold. So you need to find a place where it's kind of like ambient room temperature. They say a cool, dry place, like maybe a hallway linen closet, etc., may be the best place. Many of you have your medicines in the kitchen. And the medicines are in the kitchen, where you're cooking near the kitchen, or you have your medicines in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom. The bathroom is not a cool, dry place. When you guys take hot showers, the bathroom fills up with steam. Okay? Now, there was a study done by the military showing that these medications could last decades. But we aren't allowed to tell you to use a 30-year-old medication. If you have a heart medication, if you have an antibiotic, if you have something that you found hidden in a drawer, most likely, if it's expired, we're not going to let you use it. We're going to say, no, don't risk it. Because we just don't know how the breakdown happens, how quickly the medicine breaks down, half-life, etc. The other thing they recommend, which I also recommend, is know what foods you could have grapefruit with, what you can't. Know that if you take iron, it could interfere with your thyroid medication. A lot of people don't know that. You know, many of us, I think you guys are pretty well versed on the grapefruit. I think we've talked about that ad nausea on which medications you need to avoid grapefruit with. Some of the blood pressure medications, most of the cholesterol medications, because it'll cause your blood level dosing of that medication to rise unpredictably. So we've talked about that. But many of you don't realize that you could be taking red yeast rice over the counter for cholesterol. And you might have been on that for a long time, and now you're mixing it with a statin. Well, that could cause damage to your liver and to your muscles, taking both of them together. So just, you know, make sure you kind of tell your doctor, make sure you tell your pharmacist. Honestly, your pharmacist is going to be one of your best friends. So make sure you utilize them, and also make sure you thank them too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. Quick study on high cholesterol medications at the highest dosages can bother your kidneys. Any of you taking 80 milligrams of a statin, we are concerned about if it could cause kidney damage. All right, if there's a couple combo pills you could take at a lower dosage that may be safer, make sure you talk to your doctor. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So studies come out saying coffee can help truckers stay safe on the road. They say drinking coffee or other caffeinated beverages to stay awake is linked with a 63% lower crash risk for long-distance truckers. Now, we talk a lot about truckers because many of you guys do listen to the show. One of you had called in yesterday. You listened to the 5 a.m. Eastern show. You're 76 years old. You have been driving for years. You can drive across across the country without an atlas. I am so proud of you guys. You guys rock. You were commenting, though, on health of truck drivers. At the latest truck convention, trucker convention, new media convention, I believe, that was done in Kansas City, there was a lot of topics surrounding trucker health and how truck drivers are at risk for heart attacks, obesity, diabetes, because you of the nature of the job. And I love hearing from my healthier truckers, but I think, don't get me wrong, I think our truckers actually do have the potential to be healthy, because one is they listen to phenomenal medical talk radio, so, you know. Two, you are aggressive with trying to get better. I see you guys on the trucker forums. You're talking about what to do to prevent a DVT, getting out of the truck and running around, what to do about finding healthy snacks. I understand that a lot of these truck stops, they don't have healthy food, but I love hearing from my truckers, and congratulations to my 76-year-old out there who's been healthy and, like I said, can navigate our beautiful country without an atlas. You guys rock. But, you know, a big concern that many of you have is lack of sleep. Sleep apnea. You're concerned, you know, about keeping those reflexes up. And some of you have been telling me you drink coffee. You use coffee. And I guess Australian researchers agree. They looked at 530 truckers who had a crash while on a long-distance trip and 517 who didn't have a crash. The study was conducted between 2008 and 2011 in New South Wales and Western Australia. 43% of the drivers in the study said they had consumed caffeinated products like tea, coffee, caffeine tablets, or energy drinks to help them stay awake on the road. After adjusting for age and sleep patterns, other factors, etc., they found that those who consumed coffee to keep them awake were 63% less likely to have a crash. Now, to me, your truckers, I think, are less likely to have a crash than normal drivers. And the reason why I see this is because, you know, this is your job. This is what you do. You drive. And truckers are extremely limited in the number of speeding tickets they could get, the number of violations they could have. So I think your truckers are actually some of the best drivers out there. Every now and then you'll see somebody that'll rent a big U-Haul. Okay, and they'll think they're a trucker, and then all of a sudden the high winds. I drive the Vegas to L.A. I-10 is in Phoenix to California. I drove that a lot also. The I-15 West, and you know, there with the high desert and the hills you go over and the winds, you could tell some of you guys that don't know what you're doing, but the truckers do know what they're doing. And so I would say in general your truckers are safer drivers. But what about the issue of lack of sleep? Okay, I mean, many of us, we could do a 4 or 5 hour drive and then we want to give up. And so I'm not saying go drink caffeinated products. I'm just saying it's an interesting study saying people who, you know, loaded up on the caffeine, they were able to drive. But again, that could put you more at risk health-wise. Do I think it's healthy for a trucker to need to rely on caffeine to stay awake? I would rather the trucker get exercise to stay awake. I'd rather they get a better night's sleep. But from what I understand, most of the shifts aren't conducive to that. So, you know, it was just a study that we reported. I threw it out there on the trucker forum for you guys to talk about. Interesting subject nonetheless. I'm still, though, I know it works, and I want you guys staying awake, but we doctors have to be extremely careful about how much caffeine we let you guys take. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you saw the study that came out yesterday saying having physical therapy on a bum knee is almost as good as having knee surgery for improving movement and reducing pain. Now, this was discussed yesterday at the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons Conference in Chicago. I love orthopedic surgeons. They're some of the sexiest surgeons out there. Love these guys. Anyway, many of us have knee pain and severe because of a tear in the meniscus. Now, your meniscus is the cartilage between the femur and the tibia and provides the support and the cushion, your shock absorption. Now, in the U.S., more than 450,000 arthroscopic surgeries are performed to treat these meniscal tears. Obamacare is going to explode, right, if they have to pay for all these. So, of course, researchers are trying to figure out cheaper ways to deal with arthritis as our baby boomers turn to Medicare age and as we our life expectancy rises and we start to outlive our joints. So, A study was done at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. They looked at 351 patients, all of them over the age of 45 years old, that had knee pain, meniscal tear, or osteoarthritis, arthritis of the knee. And they randomly assigned people to be either given arthroscopic surgery or physical therapy. Then they reassessed them 6 months later, a year later, and they said that both the patients who received physical therapy or received surgery had similar results. Now, mind you, I am a huge fan of physical therapy. But most people that go for knee surgery because they failed physical therapy. Okay, most orthopedic doctors don't say, oh, hi, you fell down yesterday, tore. Okay, fine, you're going into surgery right now. No, most of them will try anti-inflammatories, icing, resting, and then maybe 4 to 6 weeks of physical therapy. If that fails, then they go in arthroscopically with little cameras, go in and try to fix the cartilage tear. So I'm a little confused because most of the patients that I have that end up having arthroscopic knee have been through therapy. But this study is saying therapy equates and can help the pain and help heal as much as knee surgery. Well, that is true. That's why we always do therapy first. But what I don't want happening is you going through weeks of therapy and insurance says, no, we're not paying for the knee surgery. Most arthroscopic surgery could be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. So we got to be kind of careful with these studies. I'm a little nervous about that because with Obamacare coming into play, we need to do less procedures on people and we need to save money. And I get so mad. The hairs on the back of my neck and on my upper lip just stand up straight when I see that we're trying to figure out how to save money on our older population. As far as I'm concerned, you guys have paid your dues. If you need a little arthroscopic surgery because you're 67 years old, then, you know, doggone it, you deserve it. Get the arthroscopic surgery. Oh, no, physical therapy instead. Physical therapy has been proven to do the same and have the same success rate. Most of you have already had the physical therapy and you failed it. Okay, get the gosh darn surgery if you need to. So I'm going to watch this. But if you do, or if you are under the care where an orthopedic surgeon says, all right, we'll just take you to surgery without trying the therapy, yeah, you may want to try the therapy, but it depends on how bad that knee is. I do trust the orthopedic surgeons, especially the ones that I work with. And usually they do the therapy first. So we'll watch it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Oz is getting sued. I'm a huge fan of Dr. Oz. Right, people always ask, Dahlia, you know, he kind of competes. No, he doesn't compete with me. How can he compete with me? This guy has a TV show. He's famous. Dr. Oz, I think, is cool because, again, he brings up great points. My patients come in or you call in going, Dr. Oz, discuss this. What do you think? I think it's great. Any form of education I'm excited about. Plus, Dr. Oz is very handsome. But I guess he's getting sued because a New Jersey man followed his advice on a putting dry, uncooked rice in a sock, heating it up, sticking the socks on your feet to help you sleep. Apparently, the 76-year-old gentleman had neuropathy where he couldn't feel. So he couldn't really tell how hot the rice was, ended up sustaining third-degree burns, so now has filed a lawsuit against Dr. Oz for promoting a treatment. I mean, it's a sad case. It's a shame that that anybody would burn themselves. I don't know too much about the hot rice treatment for insomnia. But keep in mind, if you guys who have neuropathy or something, you got to be careful about heating anything and sticking your feet on it. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.